Shmiras Aloshin Shem 113 and Shai Zechir Perek Tesvav V'iso B'yalkut Koyrach. The Chavetz Chaim brings the Medrash in Parshas Koyrach, and he tells us about the word Machlekes. Let's analyze the word Machlekes. B'yirei kama Machlekes Oyseh. Come and see how much destruction Machlokes causes. Shekei Machlokes Choser Vov B'Noitrikoin. Because when you spell out the word Machlokes, it's spelled without the letter Vov. Why is this? Because the word Machlokes is like an acronym. It stands for something. What does it stand for? So now, we have here the word Machlokes is Mem, is Mako. Ches is Choroin. Lamed is Likui, Kuf is Klalo, and Tov is Tachlis. Let's explain what these are now. Mem Maka is a wound. When a person is involved in Machlekes, he creates wound, physical, spiritual, emotional wounds. Ches, Choroin, wrath. He brings the wrath of Hashem to that person who's involved in the Machlokes. Lamid, Likoi, beaten. The person gets beaten up. Kuf, Klola. Machlokes brings Klolas, curses. And Tov, Tachlis, end. Like when the person says, Tachlis, let's talk Tachlis, right? Let's go to the bottom line. Kaloimar. Explains the Chavetz Chaim, Sha Machlokes Mivio Kloyo L'Oilom. What does Machlokes accomplish? Machlokes brings destruction to the world. That's what Machlokes accomplishes. L'fi goydul chashivusoy shabala Machlokes, and according to the importance of the person who's involved with Machlokes, which sounds like an oxymoron. If there's an important person, so he wouldn't be involved with Machlokes, right? Because a person is such a great person. How can a great person be involved in Machlokes? Machlokes is something you stay away from if you're a great person. Now, there was a great person, but his name was Koyrach. Koyrach was a great person. And yet, he got blinded. Whether it was the jealousy, whether it was the covet, whatever it might have been. But sometimes even the greatest of people can get involved in Machlokes and get blinded and bring the mako, the choroin, the likui, the klolo, the tachlis, and be the reason for destruction, rachmon letzon, to come to the world. As he says once again, lofi goydel chashivusa shabal machlokes kein yigdal onshoy. According to the greatness of the person, the punishment is also great. As he brings from Tana Devel Yo, Perek Yud Ches, as the Pasuk tells us here in Vayikra, in Parshas Korach, Lekach Ksiv Parshas Korach, Nisi Eido, Kruyim Moyed, Anshei Shem. These are Kruyim Moyed, these are people of high Madrega, leaders of Klal Yisrael, who were involved with Machlokes. Why? Lohoyro Yislonu Es Goydel Avoinam. Because the Torah Kedoshah wants to tell us these are great people. Why did the Torah tell us they're great people? Because since they were so great, the punishment was great as well. There was a horrific Aveira. When a person who is great does an Aveira, his punishment is equally deserving to be on that level of the greatness of the person. Unfortunately, many people join in to the Machlokes when they see great people. And that's exactly what happened with Koyrach. Koyrach was such a great person, other people felt, oh, he must be right. And they joined into this battle. And other great people joined into this battle. This is the Chavetz Chaim brings of the acronym of the word Machlokes. Mako, wound. Ches, choroin, wrath. Lamed likui, beaten, to get hit. Kuf, klala, curse. And tof, tachlis, brings destruction to the world.